Seven.
And there we go. He's already trying to mute the stream. Fantastic. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. It's Wobbly Player Syndrome. Welcome to the Warhammer 40K podcast that we do. That's us. That's all of us. Yay. It is episode 39. Yes, I remember for the change. I don't have to count on my toes and my fingers. You count toes and fingers? Don't you count fingers and toes?
Well, I mean, you're going to have to go back again because it's more than 20, so...
It depends on your mutation.
Fair enough. Good point. If you're hanging upside down, whatever.
Or you want to go clockwise or anti-clockwise.
True. Hi, Bulldust, how are you going? We're talking about how to count. That's right. Anyway, we have
all the big topics here tonight.
Big topic, that's right. I am Greg. You should know that by now. It is episode 39. Oh, they've subscribed for 7 months. Jesus Christ. Look at the dancing chaos warrior. Holy crap. Thank you so much. Wow. Well, that's Michael. Say hi, Michael.
Hi.
So you should have some emotes available to you now as a subscriber. This should be it. Oh, the Pronto Hill is subscribing too. All right, so that's Adam. Yeah, use your words. Podcast, remember? Podcast.
How do I subscribe? I'll probably get an email. I've double subscribed.
So good. And Mark, where's your subscription?
Nowhere. I don't listen.
Fantastic.
I make this stuff. I've already heard it.
Fabulous. Well, thank you for the subscription. They are much appreciated. They do help support the podcast and all our costs, you know, the alcohol costs. It's not true.
No, it's never true. We drink way too much for that.
No, that's not right. So here we are. 40K is what we talk about. We are rambling because that's what I do best. We are talking about our topic today is, Mark...
When is enough enough?
Now, what does that mean, Mark?
So, when is your army finished?
Great question, Mark.
Indeed. some of us would say only around the 4,500 points. Mm. Others are sort of going on, what, 100,000 now?
Yeah, well, that was what I listed before I stopped bothering.
Yeah, so we will be talking about when you're building an army and stuff like that. When do you think is enough? This has been brought around because a lot of people have been shut off. They've done full companies or they've just done a 2,000 point army. Going, right, what's next? So we'll explore that. And we have added up our own lists and stuff like that. And there's some prizes in there. Not from Michael, though. There was no number high enough for that.
Yeah.
But let's get on to the new stuff while he's drinking. What's new?
Well, not a lot, eh? It's been a pretty quiet month until like this last week, and they just announced everything all over our faces. Yeah. But in terms of actual things that came out for 40K, I was struggling to find anything other than Bellicor. What else came out this month? Like actually was released?
Yeah, I can't think of anything else you could actually buy.
No, Bellicor, remember, they've now make of. It also, they're only releasing things every fortnight as opposed to every week.
I know, but that's a month, and there's been one 40K thing.
Well, even that, it's a
cool. It's pretty cool.
It's not even a 40K thing, yeah.
Because it doesn't have new rules, so he's still just...
No, he does have 40K rules. They're just headquarters choice. So the ones which they released...
Yeah.
Was actually saying, oh, these are going to be released coming soon. But if you want to play the new Bellicor model, you can still play Bellicor's old rule sets.
Right. So he doesn't have a new rule set, is what I'm saying.
Not yet.
No.
So no 40K releases.
No, it's 40K releases.
My Bellicor is sitting in the garage.
But
prime.
It was Warhammer Fest this week, which is pretty exciting. There was a few things that definitely caught my eye.
It was better than Orktober.
There was more orcs.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes. So Adam, any orcs releases were there?
Oh, there's a lot of orcs releases. Beast Snaggers is really looking really good. Just the whole pack with the squig on the little motorbike wheel.
The mono wheel.
The rocket wheel. He looks really cool.
The Grot with the gyro stabilized mono wheel.
Yeah,
with the rusty with the nail. The actual Games Workshop acknowledging that the mech boss,
war boss
in the mega armor. He's actually got a model now instead of kit bashing him.
Yeah.
And I love the little grot on top with the big shooter. It's just like, so walks, it's not funny.
So back in, I think it was third ed, there used to be a gobbo on a mono wheel as one of the characters. I wonder if they bring some rules back there, that guy. That'd be awesome.
I could see that one being the bomb squid because the knobs have actually got an ammo runt. Yeah, I mean, you pay 5 points for the ammo runt, and you can actually take him off. So I can see that will be charge in to something big and does an explosion. You know, I can see that's what he does.
Nice.
Or it could just be like, you know, the powder monkey. It's a thing to put on bases that comes in a sprue.
Yeah. Mm.
And you know, or like the Deathwing come with the little watcher in the dark to use as a token.
Yeah.
Or the Armorium Cherub or whatever it is for the Devastators.
Yeah, but it used to be a thing though.
All that jank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'll still be painting it and just having it. Yeah.
No, it looks cool.
It's cool. I love it. I love model wheels. I've got a bunch of them for Gorkamorka.
Yes.
Oh.
And Wartsnagger, he looked pretty cool.
It's a lot better than the old one.
Yeah. I'm a little unsure how, because we all know, right, this is lore now. I'm going to give you some lore. That's unheard of. Orcs are bald. They don't actually have hair. They use hair squigs. So a squig attached to their head. That's one hell of a hair squig for Wartsnagger.
But he's also got
probably got several.
Several, yeah. One for each dread.
Yeah, or he's pinched it from something he's killed.
It looks pretty cool.
It's awesome. Orcs, I mean.
But yes,
and an emo orc is fantastic. They don't exist, do they?
Emo orc,
yeah. Until now.
But can you imagine his special rules if you've got an army just for grots and grots only? So you've got like grot tanks, everything grot.
I so want to do that army.
Yeah, 90 little grots running around with him. It'd just like. And then have the red Gabbo next to him as well, who actually has rules these days in 9th edition.
I do have that model. excuse me. Got a bit of cough. Sorry tonight, boys and girls and others. What else?
Well, I was going to say there's something that has almost come out. It comes out like on the weekend. The new Necromunda Hive War.
Oh.
My dog's opened the door.
Opened the door. That is brilliant. And the look on Fred's face was golden.
And he's tilted the head to go,
hello?
Because
I was just like, who is that? Yeah, the kids are in bed. I was like, what is that? It's the dog. He's opened the door. The Necromunda Hive War is coming out this weekend. And the Escher and Goliath plastic upgrade sprues.
Uh-huh. I still have the cool. ones I got.
I finally painted the ones I've got.
Yes. So just going back on that Warhammer opening, what is it? Warhammer Fest, the sisters. There were sisters. There was Gaunt's Ghost. Oh, what else was exciting to see?
Warzone Caradon Part 2.
Two. Yes.
Well, I didn't actually catch what's in that. Just that it exists.
The Caradon Part 2 actually has the rules for Bellicor's army.
So he
seems that all the new rules are coming in Bellicor, but I think he's got his own little army set. So if you really want to play Bellicor, you play his armor, his army, instead of him as undivided, I'm guessing.
Fair enough. Interesting. So there was a lot of cool stuff coming out that
we got an upgrade sprue for Cadians, which is cool.
Mm.
Is it though?
Yes, it is.
I don't know.
No.
I feel like Guardsmen deserved more than that.
Absolutely.
Well, especially if that starts going into the Cadian boxes, that's going to be fantastic because it'll mean you can actually give them something other than just, you know, the basic bloody special weapons that are in there.
Oh, it is an improvement. But realistically, we needed like new kits for all the Guardsmen.
Would be some more.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, at least they did the important guardsmen.
No, they didn't. They had the ultramarines of Astra Militarum.
they gave them guns and heads. They didn't do anything about the actual model that dates back to what, the 80s?
No, that model's actually pretty new.
Yeah, they get new stuff, like, Cadians, even though they don't have a planet.
Yeah, that Cadian model can't be more than 20 years old. But they still hold up. Like, the plastic Cadians still look good. They're not terrible, like the Berserkers or something.
Yeah. We could debate about this for a long time.
Why haven't we got new plastic Kershans or Vestroyans or Death Guard or...
If they brought out plastic Catechins, though, like, if they re-released them, you'd get the same thing. People are like, but we already had these. Where's the bloody, you know, Valhallans and the fucking Armageddon Steel Legion and all that?
They're all in their tanks. They'll go now on 32mm bases, brand new guard.
Oh, mate, they did that.
Available Catechins on 40mm bases.
They're called Ogrins?
But there's
two of them on one base. Hello!
Yeah.
It's a three-legged race.
It's a nice token, but they really need to, like, do some extra.
I thought that was really poor. I didn't expect it, but I just went, really? That's the best you could come up with for the guard? When was the last time they had new stuff, apart from the single individual one-off miniatures?
Yeah, well, I mean, I figure that when they get their codex, they'll probably get some new stuff.
So Sisters is the next codex, eh?
Yeah, Guard's not for a while.
Yeah, Sisters next card. I thought Admech would have been the next one with the new update to their guns and the new models and stuff like that.
It feels right, though, because, like, they were in the announcement trailer. They needed to get their shit out there.
Yes.
We were just complaining about this not that long ago.
Episode 37, I'm sure. Yeah. Bulldust says it could be just the beginning of something big. Well, if it's something big for Cadia, large tank.
I don't know.
No, just made a new planet.
It's the new tank. It's a dustbuster.
I've been following GW for long enough to not have that spark of hope.
Yeah. Bitter.
I've been playing for a long time, and I try and be hopeful and not cynical.
We'll move on. What
are
we talking after that? Hobby progress. Is that what we're doing next?
Yep.
Ooh, Mark, did you have a hobby progress?
I did. I have painted a Carnifex and...
I've lost the picture. It's so rare. Hang on. There it is.
I've painted a Carnifex and I have also started painting my Hive Guard. So they've got two colours on them at the moment, which is more than they've had for quite some time.
So four models in how many months?
Well, technically, I've finished that Carnifex in... Well, I spent 2 days painting him to finish him off, but I started him like 6 months ago.
Quality. He's going quality.
Dedication.
You know, like it's fine work, you know, I mean. Yeah.
If you want commission and you want to wait 12 months, give Mark a call.
I won't take your money.
If it's, paid up front, he'll be fine. No, it looks cool. I'm very excited. It has led to a matchup that we were meant to do on the weekend, which didn't happen. So, oh well, so sad. Adam, you've been busy with your...
Yes, so many progress. Demons.
Yes.
My battle chicken's done. I think, that's my latest of my 20 that are going into a 30-man squad of pinks, or 30 demon squad, because, there could be a girls in there.
You've taken the photo of what looks like toilet paper as the background.
It's my paper towel. I don't have a painting setup, so it's like whatever I can do to make it stand out.
Yeah.
That's my burning chariot. People have kind of gone, what's he spewing out? I went, well, I'm using for Zinch, I'm using green as the magic color. You know, that's the magic that's being flowing out. So my battle chicken staff is that green, which is the Tesseract green or Tesseract glow.
Tesseract glow.
The
interesting thing I notice about your models is that the pictures always never do them justice.
No, it's true. They look much better in up close. Like the faces on those guys look great.
My brimstones on those, they're like three or four contrast colours.
There's a
yellow. Oh, Battle Chicken's coming up. Yeah, orange, yellow. Yeah, as you can see, the staff is like the Tesseract glow, and I just feel that, you know, can you imagine a green fire magic staff?
Yeah.
Speaking of Tesseract glow, just to totally go off on a tangent, some dude in the Badab group painted a Sons of Medusa army using Tesseract glow as the armor color.
Wow.
Oh, that'd be bright.
Apparently, in real life, they hurt your eyes. They're bright.
Yeah.
Looks nice. Cool, though.
Well, if you don't need sunglasses, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
The staff of the Battle Chicken is actually really bright green. That's what I mean. It's just like really neon. I really wanted that color. Yeah. I didn't put the my flamers on, which I kind of like went, they've got color. Because they're just such a really funny model to paint. Though I tried to do transitions, but the transitions didn't really work out. But when they're together, they look good.
Yeah.
I actually got in trouble at the local GW store. They'll talk about painting individual models and troop choices and stuff like that. And I went, and they'll talk about demons. And I went, you just get a pot of pink contrast and you go, blunk, done. And they just got like white. Sean just went white and went,
Do you actually have a pot big enough to do that?
Oh, you could if you got like three or four contrast funds and just pour it in a bigger specimen jar.
Because I'm tempted. I have been tempted with NIDS. I've got a nice little teacup here that I normally put my painting water in, and I could empty a whole bunch of Seraphim Sepia into it and just like cut down my painting time by half.
Like,
that's what I mean. You just dip them in and you go, that's not done.
Army painter cell dip in tins, and that's what it's for. It's for dipping the model into it.
I think I'm going to need some of that because I've got 20 Gene Stealers and I really, really do not want to paint that.
I think it's kind of oil-based though, so it can be weird. Like, I've only done the test model with it and I was like, it behaves a bit funny.
Yeah.
See, I go with the troops. I don't, like, they're one big group, so I don't really care what they look like individually, but when they're in a big group together,
they're horrifying, good.
You know?
Mike, how about your progress?
I've painted some more Blade Guard. I've pretty much finished the Blade Guard Captain and the Ancient.
Yep.
So that's cool. And started doing the Lieutenant and the other Blade Guard squad. I'm yet to decide. I'm probably going to just go through Indomitus after that. Still trying to decide what I'm going to do for the green guys because I can't get Caliban green spray now, which is really annoying.
Have you looked at army painters, see if they've got something similar?
Yeah, there's Dark Angel Grey. There's Angel Green, which is old Dark Angel Green. It's not the same as Caliban green.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, it's close enough, I guess. I'm probably just going to spray them that and then like go over it with Caliban.
Yeah.
Could you airbrush it and like mix some?
I've got the airbrush Caliban green, but you still need to prime the model. It's not a primer.
Yeah. It doesn't stick very well when you just try to
do it. Yeah. So I need to prime them with something before I do that. Like, that's what I got it for, and then I found out this stuff doesn't work as a primer.
Yeah.
Primer grey!
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably just going to prime it Angel Green and then use that.
That works.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my hobby progress and done. Right, so I haven't actually finished anything. I've worked and jumped around a lot of stuff.
I saw you moving those models around.
Yes. I have started many projects and finished none. It's awesome. I even did some Star Wars figures. Star Wars, Rebel Scum from Legion, Star Wars Legion. Did that for the 4th of May. That was a bit of fun, just a bit of contrast paint. Blah, 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 done. Yeah, moving on. They'll probably never see the light of day again, but that's not the point. So there you go. That was it. That's hobby progress. So unfortunately, cool. Anton is not here because he did that. a speeder. He's probably done more than that, but that's the one picture I saw he had put up. Look at that.
He did put the other transport.
Oh, he was working on
that. Oh, the impulses and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been for busy his too. Captain and his Blade Guard Ancients and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's been busy. Cool. All right, so battle reports. Now, normally we record the podcast after our monthly meet, but because it was Mother's Day yesterday, our monthly meet got pushed back a week. So it's not until this weekend coming up. So we've only got stuff we played outside the monthly meet. I had one game. Mark had one game. Funnily enough, it was against each other. Tell us the story, Mark.
I started strong and then got almost wiped.
So this is Tyranids versus Death Guard.
Yeah. So it looked really strong, and I can't remember the score line in the end, but I was doing really well right up until he killed everything.
That does put a dint in it thing. Yeah.
I did manage to get a mortal wound from bleeding on stuff.
Yeah.
I tried out the Tyrannofex with the acid spray loadout instead of rupture cannon, and that is fantastic. I love that. I'm probably going to do that a lot more. Just because it's cool. Like, it did kind of hurt your Plague Marines a bit.
Yeah.
But it absolutely decimated the Poxwalkers. But, yes. It was tons of fun, though.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And, yeah, at the first couple of turns, went, oh, crap, I think I'm in trouble here. But then a few things fell my way, and then I realized, hey, they don't have any armor. They're not tough. Let's hit them.
Yeah, so, pretty much.
Yeah. So the Terminators did their job, which is good. And if you want to know the score, if you don't want to know the score, look away now. Make no sense. Death Guard 70 to 41 Tyranids. It was actually felt a lot closer than that scoreline shows, though.
It was. Oh, good. It's like, because you piled on those points in the last, two turns?
Yeah.
So,
That was good. It was a good, fun battle.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyone else have had a game?
No.
Awesome. So what did that do to the ladder? Made me have a bigger lead. Yay! That's the only change. I got an extra 3 points. Anthony is falling behind. Funny enough, the meet this week, I actually have Anthony to play against. So it'll be first versus second this weekend, so it should be good. And Mark, you're playing Steve, so what's that? Third versus seventh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a shoo-in for the wooden spoon.
No, you've got there's people below that, and you've always got Adam.
I don't understand. Well, Adam's above me.
He is. He's in fifth. Yeah, solid. But I'm
giving him a run for his money. You know, I can bleed on people better than anybody else, I think.
I need Michael to at least have a game with me, so at least he can take the fifth spot. I'll drop down to sixth.
Sure you don't want a game against Steve?
I've
already played Steve.
Yeah, we've played him recently. So thank you to Adam. He has taken organising the monthly meets off me, which I appreciate. Thank you. So if you want to blame anyone, blame him.
And as what I mean, I roll dice for between Mark and Anto.
Do you remember back in the old days, you used to film when we rolled the dice and get the work out who was going to fight? We put that on YouTube to see the battle report and stuff. Do you remember we did that way back?
Did we?
We did. They even had little miniatures. You're fighting this person. This is a Chaos Warrior and this is a Tyranid. Yeah. It was very exciting. That was way back.
I really don't remember that.
Well, we've been doing this over 3 years, so it was right at the start.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was exciting. That's how we found out.
Because I remember you used to do the whole, like, the pictures that you found off the internet that did that.
I didn't steal anything.
But I don't remember, like, models where you know.
Wow. I did models. Anyway.
Okay. Cool.
That's wrapped that up. What do we do now? Ad break?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, we're going to do our quick ad break, and don't forget to remind me I need to talk about the ad break after the ad break. I could say ad break more, but let's go away and listen to the ad break.
We are Rollers, and we have the games for you, be it board games, card games, dice games, or party games. You name it, and we have it. Find us online at rollersboardgames.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at rollersboardgames.
From acoustic to distortion, Storyboard Concept is music that's honest, relaxing, and full-bore rockin' music. Follow Colin at storyboardconcept.bandcamp.com.
And welcome back from the ad break. It was so exciting and riveting. I bet you you enjoyed it. Did you like the twist at the end? No? Good.
I had it off.
No. That was good. So I wanted to just point out that Rollers Board Games, who has helped us, the owner of that does do our artwork for us. So the little wobbly players guy down the left-hand corner and our banner up there and the RLG, it's all his work, which is very much appreciated. And the Rollers Board Games has actually got a sale on at the moment. You just use a code word of AUTUMN20. Guess what percentage you get off? That's right, 5. No, that's right. It is 20% off, I think, but I believe it's off everything if you use that promo, AUTUMN20, one word. Rollersboardgames.com. Thank you. That ad was longer than the actual ad.
We look after our sponsors.
Yes. So, the topic of the month. What is it again, Mark?
When is enough enough?
When is enough enough? When your wife tells you.
Yes.
And then we sulk away and go, oh, I won't show her this box I just bought.
And then you withdraw cash so that she can't trace the transaction.
You hope that's a special account. That is right. So, yes, we are looking at points values and how, when you're building an army, when do you stop building the army? Or do you stop is the other part as well. For me, I generally cap out at a certain amount because I just think I'm not going to use that many points and stuff like that. But you guys talk about it first. Go on. Michael is a great example of doesn't know how to stop.
Well, it's not so much that I am unaware how to stop. It's that I want all the things.
So while he's talking, he's sent us a few photos of what he has at the moment. The biggest impressive one is, that's the Dark Angels that he had many years ago. There's more than that now.
Oh, yeah, that's from 15 years ago. There's all
his Necromunda. So do you remember? Yeah. It's the knights. I want to see the photo of the knights because we all talk about that he's got 4 million knights. You don't believe us until you see this photo. On podcast.
That's a really old photo. It's a bunch of knights that aren't in there.
There it is.
I'm pretty sure one got eaten and then you bought replace them?
Yeah. Well, like one of them got eaten, but it didn't get ruined. I had to buy a new box of armages to replace it. But I'm going to rebuild the one that got eaten into a Chaos Knight. So I had to buy some more to have a squad of them for my Chaos.
Yeah.
So... as you do.
And this is how you get this level of points is this kind of justification.
Well,
here.
I mean, like, you know, the knights are a great example of the way my brain works when I'm building an army, because I have so many knights because I was like, okay, these are the things that I can build in a knight list. That knight can have two different loadouts. I want to be able to use both of them. So I got two of them. So I've got at least one per loadout of every type of knight.
Magnets.
I don't like magnets. I prefer to just buy multiple. And you know, then there was like, you can run this formation. So I was like, okay, so if I want to run the formation, I need, you know, three of this. So I got three of that for the formation, and that's kind of how the knights got away from me, because I wanted to have at least one of everything.
Yeah.
Like I've even got two that I technically can't use in 40K because I don't have a data card. The Knight and Moiraxes. They're 30k only.
Oh, the ones in the back there, the squarish ones.
No, those are Titans.
Yeah.
The Moiraxes aren't in that picture.
There you go. is disowned them already.
Yes.
So, well, I didn't have them. They hadn't been released when that picture was taken.
Fair enough. So Michael's a good example. He has multiple armies. When we say multiple, it's Death Guard. Dark Angels.
It's almost all of them.
Kind of have a Death Guard army as well, but it's not a very big one yet.
Yeah. So, yeah, so there you go. So you can see a large Imperial Guard there. You've got a good size Dark Angels, just the new combat box, clearly. And a fair amount of knights. So where do you stop with the other ones? Your knights are your addiction. We understand. There's going to be an intervention soon. For your other forces.
Well, I mean, like, it's a thing that tends to kind of run through them. I want to be able to field any of the options in the codex. And there's a lot of options in most codexes, and this is the problem.
Okay. All right, so do you know roughly how much, what point value do you have regarding your... I know you said 100,000 just for, ballpark.
Well, I mean, the ones that I was... that when you asked me to tally it up, and I tallied up, like, 5 or 6 armies, and then I was like, and I'm stopping there, I'm not going to go tally up the rest of them. That was over 100,000 when I stopped.
Fair.
Ouch.
Someone's got some sense.
You know, it's like with a 30k army. I was like, oh yeah, I've got about 10k or 30k. And then I added it up and it was getting close to 20k. It's like 18k, excluding the new stuff I haven't built yet.
Yeah, you stop when you hit 30k for 30k, you stop at 40k for 40k. I see how it works.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah, that's it. Oh my God. and Mark, you've mainly got two armies you have.
Yes.
With is the Ultramarines and the Tyranids. And we've only got features of your Marines. Out of all the ones you should have been embarrassed about, this is the one you should have been embarrassed about. Don't show this photo. Show the Tyranids.
Well, realistically, I mean, that's 4,500 of firstborn Ultramarines. I honestly didn't think I was done with that army when I sort of got to that level. There was still tanks and other random stuff that I wanted. And then Primaris kind of hit and just completely sucked any air out of the conversation of potentially buying any more Marines, basically, at that point.
Okay, so that's the opposite of what happened to Terra. So you're not going to expand this zone because the Primaris has flattened you out.
I mean, I didn't have any active plans to really buy much as far as my Marines went because, as you can see from the thing there, I mean, I've got most of the main options there. Mm-hmm. So when I was playing a 2,000-point game, I could do a list tail. I'd go, okay, I'm going up against Guard. I'll take the Thunderfire Cannon and some Dakka and stuff like that, or I could do stuff like that.
Now, hang on. Let's go back to episode 38 where we talked about list tailoring, and you were against it.
but I'll build a general list. I'll build a general list that can cope with all of that. Like when you go up against Tyranids, you know you're not going to need AP4 weapons. Mm. You're not going to stack las cannons when you know they've got no armor.
So you customize your list depending on who you're fighting against. Yeah, yeah.
It's not as clear cut as that. It's not going, oh, he's got a Hive Tyrant, I'll take this specific unit and this loadout to take that guy out.
Thank you very much. We should call you Doug because you're digging the hole. It's great.
At any rate, it would give me options so that I could take a force confident that I could counter what I was likely to face.
Yeah, that makes sense.
To use Magic the Gathering terminology, you've got your deck and the sideboard.
Yeah. No, that's about right.
Swap bits in and out.
Yes. Well, that's going back to the list tailoring. Yeah, I have my core and then I'll have my sideboard depending on who I'm fighting against. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about your Tyranids? Where are they sitting?
So my Tyranids, they're sitting, last I checked, at about just barely 2,000 because they keep dropping the points on them. So it was 2,000 when we finished the slow grow.
Yep.
And I think 2 days after the slow grow, it dropped and it was like 1,800 and we're due a new codex, so it'll probably go down again. and it's actually more models than what you see on the screen there for the for Ultramarines by quite a way. Like it really takes up a lot of space.
You didn't want to put your unfinished ones on there.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I mean, there's a whole bunch. As I said, I mean, 20 Gene Stealers unpainted, a Carnifex unpainted, a Tyrannifex unpainted. I think that was the Hive Guard were unpainted. They're now started. And as I said, the thing with Tyranids, because they're a swarm army, they're just so much more effort.
Yeah.
To get the points up there, like with Marines or Custodes or, you know, some of those guys, you buy 10 models and you're putting 250 points on the board or something like that. Whereas Tyranids, I can put 40 models on the table and not even be at 200 points.
Yeah.
Mm. And this is just the thing. And I guess that's being prepared to paint all of that is one of those things that'll come into when is enough, you know?
Yeah.
Because I found Ultramarines racking up 4,500 took much less time than Nids.
Yeah, just that's a valid point. Yeah, swarm armies are difficult. Speaking of difficult, Adam.
Yes.
It's harsh.
It's like I've been asleep. I'm awake.
So Adam's fairly new comparatively to the hobby itself. Hasn't stopped him amassing some fairly large armies. At the moment, we're seeing his Orc and his Slaanesh force. He hasn't shown his Khorne.
I haven't shown my Khorne, my Tzeentch, my Chaos Space Marines, my Death Guard, which I don't play, but I've got them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And stuff. These are the two that I'm really playing this year.
Yeah.
And my guard and stuff like that. But, you know, when you look at my orc thing, my orc picture, I've got 3 stompers in the back. That's, 900 points per model. So that gets up really quick, really fast.
Wow.
So, you know, it's like 2,000, just over 2,000 points just in those 3 models. So, hey, look, you know, the 6,000 goes up to 8,000, you know, quite easily. Orcs, I love orcs, you know, and I think we discussed this as a joke the other day. You know, when do you have, and I think I said, when I have enough to choose that I can lose. You know, it's not that building my list. It's like I play, you know, orcs. I like playing orcs because they just, you can play be absolutely silly. And the more the merrier, you know. Same. You know, 30 boys, they're cheap. And just there. So I've got a swarm of 30 black boys just sitting in the center to go, look, don't look at me. But, you know, the Killer Cans and stuff like that, they've all got interesting models now. I like the Killer Cans. They're little tiny little things. They look fun.
So you tend to buy your models based on, I like that model.
Yes.
That would go good.
Yeah, and I don't calculate points until, you know, you get there all the way and you look around and you go, okay, I'm now up to 8,500, and that's with just basic weapons, no upgrades. May have hit buy now on a Mega Dread from Forge World, which just got shipped. So yeah.
My guard does so much of that. It's like I've got a Macarius, a Valdor, like I just... terrible for like, oh, someone on the secondhand site selling a cool looking guard tank, I'll buy that.
But, you know, that mega droid is like 220 points, you know, it's so.
And I guess that comes down to some of your list construction, because I know when I was building my Ultramarines, it would usually be, hey, I just played this game, you know, I could really use that quad las on the Predator, or I could really use some Grav Centurions, or, you know, something like that. And realistically, for me, it was more about filling the gaps in the capability rather than just going, oh, hey, that model's cool, I'll get that.
Yeah, so for me, it's like, I like that. So like the Beast Stagger models, that box, I'm going to get, I can see me building an entire army of just Beast Snaggers. You know, I can see my orcs going up to 20, 30K.
Yeah.
Mm. It bugs me easily. That they don't just call them snake bites.
I've still got my boar boys.
with my demons, you know, as you saw the picture, I've got now four keepers of secrets.
So much fun playing against.
But there's 270 points. I think that the last count, my demonettes, my Sun Ashes, was like almost 4,000 points.
Even have three keepers of secrets.
So,
sorry, 4, Lords 000... of Change. I only have two keepers.
4,000 points of Slinish. Going to keep building them?
Yes. Obviously, I'm going to be getting those new Slinish models, the twins, and trying to make a little Herald model on it. Yeah. So, you know, they mix and mash. I still haven't reached the maximum amount of demonettes. Purple's just broke me a little bit. but, you know, I mean... For the Slaanesh ones, I think I'm almost like I could probably get another 1,000, 2,000 points out of them just for the added extras. For the brigade, it's really hard to get a brigade out of Slaanesh because the heavies aren't there.
Yeah.
You've got the chariots or a soul grinder. Both in my eyes now, I've played them about 3 or 4 times. They fail. Prove me wrong, people. The fasts and stuff like that, so I can fill it.
Take soul grinder.
I'd love a soul grinder.
I bring a soul grinder, I put it on the table, it gets blown away, and you sit back and go, well, there's...
That's why you run three. You run three, then they'll get there.
It's a good point. Every battle report I've seen that had them, they've had three.
Give them too many targets trick.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, my idea was when Bellicor's rule come out, I'm going to see that, and I'm sure it's going to be undivided, so I'll be able to have a full demonette, or I'm hoping that it's like the Drakari one where you can actually have every single army and it gives you more command points. You know, that's what the Drakari one certain succubuses give it. Yeah, I can see that possibly doing that. And so I want to try and have at least a minimum of 2,000 points per demon's army. So over 8,000 points.
Yeah, you've got a target of 2,000 points per army.
That's for the demons.
Yeah. But your orcs just keep going until you've
orcs just keep going until I get Pokemon and I get them all. Yeah. a guard, I like guard. I've got, I think I've just got over 3,000 points. The Baneblade is tipped me over 2,000 points, over to 3,000. I can't see myself going over just over 2,000 points for guard. Guard is, I like the 2,000 point numbers, the amount of tanks I have. Yeah. I like the models.
And you haven't lived until you've played a 5,000 point guard army.
Fair enough.
So I've got somewhere I'll sit at 2,000 where I'll just go, yep, that's 2,000. I'm happy with that 2,000. But I've got a couple of armies where I'll just go, I'm just going to keep, because if they keep releasing models, I'll just buy them and build them and just let it slowly build.
Fair enough. Cool. All right. My turn. Yay. All right, so I have 5 armies. That's my salamanders, and I've shown the ones that aren't fully painted because, this shows all the stuff I actually have. What's the worst thing you can ever do is add up the points of unpainted models. Don't ever do it. It's heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking.
Tell me about it.
It was interesting to see, because I've got... just under 5,000 points of Death Guard, 5.5 Catachan, just over 2,000 Drakari, Inquisition we don't count. But the Salamanders, 6,500 points of Salamanders, there they are all there, minus the that box over there. What's that called? Indominus models?
Indominus.
Yep. I was quite surprised I had that many Salamanders. I thought about it, 3,000. I was quite surprised, but with all the new stuff in. I put a pin in my Catachan army. I called that last year. I said, I'm done. They're done. They are 4,500. I've got variations of things. I've got if I want to take an armored force, done. If I want an infantry force, done. No more, done. Then they brought out the Colonel and the Ripper Jackson. I went, right, fine, I have to have those too. Son of a bitch. And, of course, now the Gaunt's Ghosts. I must have them too. I've got the original ones.
But if we're honest, there's only, what, a dozen models tops?
Yeah, but that's it, and that's it. I'm done because I find there are now models or squads I just never use. I said, well, I don't need them. And I looked through the book and went, yeah, I've got a lot of tanks. I'd like another Baneblade. Yes, that's true. But that army for me is done. It's completed. I'm not going to buy any more Puff and Gaunt's Ghost. Yeah. Where the Salamanders, I think when you come to the Marines, you've got your Firstborn and your Primaris. You've got to kind of separate them as two different armies, don't you?
Well, I mean, I was considering getting the Primaris Khalgar and the Tigurius and all of those and trying to just sort of slowly make the shift.
Yeah.
But I realized, you know what, this is my opportunity to branch out. So I did.
Yeah. Bulldust is making a comment of what is an unpainted model. He's not a true hobbyist. Why is that? Because he's actually painted everything.
That's an unpainted model.
I have a box over here that I can show.
Got unglued ones.
And then when I added up my Death Guard, I was totally surprised. I was at 5,000 points for Death Guard. I went, really? How did I do that? Because I have in my head, I get to about 2,500, 3,000. Then I have most of the options I need. I don't need any more. I can build a force, a list that will match up anything. And then, 5,000 of Death Guard. And I still want 3 more models.
Yeah, well, like, because with the Death Guard especially, you can see how that happens. They're like, oh, yeah, Morty's out now. You know, Plagueburst Crawlers are out now. Like, there's a lot of cool little things coming out.
Yeah.
Like, I think part of the reason why my 30K army snuck up on me so badly is because someone was talking about converting consoles. And I was like, oh, yeah, I've got a couple of 30K consoles. And they're like, oh, how many? So I sat down and added them up. And I was like, oh, 17? They're like... You know, characters, like, excluding, like, lords, like, yeah. Praetors, which I have, like, 7 of.
Now, I've got Anthony's models coming up. He's got Blood Angels, just under 9,000. That's Primaris and Firstborn compared. Over 3,000 Custodes. That's 10 models.
Which is why I'm considering them as my next army.
4,000 of Grey Knights, 3,500 of Tyranids, just under 3,000 Tempestus. He's got a knight, and Death Watch is just over 1,000 points. So multiple armies, 22,000 points in total, he tells me. I have 20,000.
See, with that, I'm interested to see if Baldust, when they like the hint thing that the Grey Knights apparently in that teaser trailer, Grey Knights were shown in there. Will he increase his Grey Knights?
This is what we're here for. We're going to talk about. So we've talked about our own forces and our own armies and stuff like that. Now, the reason this came about is because I was watching some people showing off that they've built a Space Marine full company. So 20-odd thousand points of Space Marines.
I was going to say, do you mean a chapter?
Yes, I do. Sorry.
Companies are easy.
No, well, yeah, 20,000 points of Space Marines, whatever. Get over it. And I've just gone back, why? Especially they were Ultramarines, so that was a really big why. But why? I just didn't understand. I'm a gamer first. Let's put that out there. I'm a gamer first, then a model, painting, and then lore, right? So I generally buy ones that I'm going to use, unless they're cool like Gaunt's Ghost, which I'll use them for Catachan. But building 20,000 points of worth of Marines, I'm just going, when would you ever do it? I hear these say, oh, so I've got options. 20,000 points. You've got more than options. You've got problems.
So did they actually count out the crew numbers and everything to make sure that they had the 1,000 Space Marines?
Yeah.
For a full chapter.
Yeah. I mean, a full chapter is way more than 1,000 Space Marines. A full chapter is 1,000 Marines in the squads.
Per company. It's a company.
So no, that's a legion.
Legion, whatever it is.
That's a legion, not a chapter. A chapter is 1,000.
Yeah. So that's where this has come about. And unfortunately, to Bulldust, he was talking about, and I mentioned this to him, and he sort of started going, oh, yeah. Why am I buying more? I'm not going to use it. Oh, shit. Now I've ruined his hobby. Sorry. That's why he's not on the podcast. He's still crying about it. Waiting for his comments.
Well, yeah, you know, it kind of comes down to what you were saying. It's like the way you build an army and the reason behind it will come down to where you fit into the dichotomy between painter, player, collector, modeler. Like, yeah. Do you just like building shit? Do you just like painting cool stuff? Do you only buy things for the rules?
Excuse me.
So, you know, someone who only buys it for the rules, like I've got one or two armies that I literally went, okay, this is, 1750 CanCon designed army list. And I built that and bought that and didn't add any more to it, partly because I just didn't enjoy it because I built it as a competitive list.
Yeah.
But then I never added anything to it because it wasn't an army that I was super into.
And that's the other part. Yeah. If you're not into it, you're not going to be really invested in buying more for it. Adam was saying that he's got some guard, but he's got 2,000, but didn't really get into it, so he's not going to expand it, so... That makes sense.
Oh, well, I do like it. I got him for one. Canyon. I started doing guard just for one character, my namesake. So,
yes.
And I got the namesake and I went, well, I might as well just at least do that. And I got it. I think I've only played him once. played it once, but I like playing it. I didn't play it like how guard is supposed to be played because they watched the orcs play, but I enjoyed them. They were fun. It's a fun army to play. It's a different way of playing it.
Yeah. But I think it plays a big part. If you enjoy the army, you're going to you clearly enjoy knights.
I do. Look, I don't get to play them often enough, but I really just enjoy the way they play. It's just so much fun because they are the antithesis of taking the game seriously. When someone shows up with an army full of knights, you cannot take that battle seriously because it's just going to be a fucking mess. And I've played on the other side when someone showed up with a full knight army. So, yeah, you just have to go well, fuck it, let's go!
Explosions, perils, the works.
Yeah, I was making dumb noises as I was driving my rhinos around his knights in circles, throwing grenades at their ankles.
Just hit him with a big stick. It almost worked for me.
Bayonet charge.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
All right. So, Mark, you've got two armies. You're going to increase or decrease. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to burn them all. You've got your Marines. I mean,
at the moment, pretty much the Marines are on halt. The other thing that I've tended to move toward these days is the rule of cool, rather than just going, hey, I don't have any anti-tank stuff. What can I get that's cool that's anti-tank?
Yeah.
So I'm going to grow the NIDs some more, I think, because there's definitely a bunch of models that I really want from that sort of stable of the game at this point. Whether that translates into anything useful or cool on the table, we'll find out, I guess. Potentially I could be open to another army once I feel like I'm done with the Tyranids. I'll hop around, but it's one of those things where usually I get to a critical point where adding extra stuff doesn't really give me much.
Yeah.
So, and I get sick of painting certain colors and in certain styles and things like that. And, yeah. and changing up an army can really do that. Because, I mean, Marines are a fairly typical sort of painting style. Whereas Tyranids is all about the speed painting. It's all about your use of your washes and your fades and all of that kind of stuff, much more so than slapping blue on power armor and then highlighting it.
There's your first mistake. It's so, nice green.
Well, even if it's green or it's white or it's yeah. yellow or black or whatever, it's all the same, basically. And that was one of the things for me for Tyranids was really refreshing, was just completely changing that painting style up. Though I am getting to the point where I start painting claws and I feel like I'm a manicurist and that's getting old, let's be honest.
Yeah, you use the chip free polish on them so it lasts longer. Yep, good.
Yeah, I'll make pretty patterns on their claws and stuff. So yeah, I mean, there may be another army in my future. I may come back and do a different chapter of Marines in Primaris flavor.
Yeah.
At this stage, I'm going to let the rule of cool, sort of win the day. Yeah. I have toyed with the idea of orcs even because I am a big orc fan. Yeah.
Looking at the new box, who hasn't toyed with the idea of orcs?
I think everyone should have an orc army.
My first army was orcs, and I still have most of the models.
Well, I owned a few squads of boys, and then I sold them because they came with ultramarines.
I have a distressing amount of orcs laying around. I've never added it up.
That is distressing.
They so often come in like second half of this box as orcs, or you know,
Yeah, hey Ragnarok, hey Necromorat. I bought two boxes of Gorka Borka. So I had orcs and had orcs before that. So yes. But they're too small, the Gorka Borka ones, compared to the new orcs.
No, they're the correct size. I love my Gorka Borka orcs.
Boo Marines Boo from Necromoria and orcs from Ragnarok. Sorry, did yes. I get that right?
As I said, it'll be one of those things where I just go, hey, that looks cool, I'll buy that. And or we'll do a slow grow and I'll have to pick a new army of some description. And...
you don't have to. You can do what I did.
Just like pick an army where you've got a bunch of stuff you haven't got around to and do that.
Yeah, but I'm not like you guys. I get to a point where I go, I have unpainted models. I'm not buying anything until they're done. And that's where I've been for the last... year and a bit since slow grow stopped it's just been so there's too much gray in my life.
Necromorris just put up that my friend owns like 300k of orcs from second ed.
That is a lot of orcs.
That is a lot of gray.
Does it have a house to itself?
because that's like a lot of orcs.
I'm looking forward to Ragnarok's Napoleonic French. They're gonna be great.
Orcs, my first 40k love from Ragnarok. Yeah, as I said, that was my first army and loved it. The chaos that they had with things blowing up or taking out their own people, it was awesome. He's got his next army ready for the next slow grow. Okay. No buying until you painted everything. Yeah, that's good. Good luck with that.
No. It is possible. I'm living proof. I managed it with the Ultramarines, no problem. I'm in the process of doing it with Tyranids, which honestly astounds me, but still, it is possible.
Well, Anthony's living that dream at the moment. He's got nothing to paint at the moment.
I'm using.
Well, he can come over and paint mine.
I already offered some to him. Yeah, sorry about it.
But I'm using the excuse of, my boy wants an army.
Yes, I bought the Necron book because my son was interested in playing Necrons. So no, I better get the book for you.
Yeah, I picked up the Necron Codex because my youngest keeps looking at those Necrons, and I think I picked up the Death Guard book because the my eldest is building the Death Guard from Conquest. Yeah. So,
see, my attitude is that if you buy models for your kids, that's their painting cue, not yours.
Well, that depends on, like, you know...
That's why I didn't add my orcs to the list, because it's been handed to my youngest. You go nuts with them. Yeah, but as I said, my first time was orcs, then I went salamanders, and then I went catachan. I'm over green.
You know what you should do? Go like an Iron Hand successor, like the Sons of Medusa.
Tesseract Glow?
Totally different.
Necron's got nothing to paint either. Well, there you go. See, it can happen. Are they true hobbyists? That'll be our next episode.
Well, there is a lack of hobby progress.
I have an unwarranted amount of unpainted models on my desk right now. Like, I've got bloody Medusas, all kinds of dumb shit on this desk.
So, you touched on this, that when there's a new list or a new... oh my god, formation. That's when you sort of go, oh, well, I need to get that. So that sort of leads to, I think that's where my Death Guard's expanded to the five grand, because I've been listening to Necron. Thanks, Necron Warrior. And he's been talking about his wins with his Death Guard. Oh, I don't have one of those. I better get one of those. Oh, I don't have one of those.
Well, that's how my guard blew up so badly, because I started using my guard as my main apocalypse army.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there's an apocalypse formation if you take three Bane Blades. So I got three Bane Blades. It's like, you know, oh, these Medusas are really cool. So I picked up like four Medusas.
I was on that track with Predators for a little while there, because, yeah, you had the formation and...
Yeah, I've got enough Predators for my 30k Dark Angels to run a Predators as Troops list at, like, 3k.
Yeah, because that bonus that they got when there was three of them was made the difference. Now it's a stratagem and it's not so great, and they're expensive. Hilarious,
at the same time that existed, the Dark Angels also had their own version of that I was using in APOC, which was you take three Predators and a Land Raider and a Tech Marine as a single squad.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so they had that special crazy rule, and because they were a squad, you just put the Land Raider in front. They had to shoot the Land Raider, not the Predators, because they were one squad.
I think 7th edition was the big killer with all those different formations, wasn't it?
It was mostly 6th, 7th.
Make sure it had enough to make it this formation and stuff like that.
Because there was one for Thunderfire cannons, and there was one for all kinds of stuff, and I had these grand plans for them, and then 8th came, and yeah, no.
Yeah, so just on the chat, Necron Warriors, 4K fully painted Death Guard, 1K fully painted Thousand Suns, and one single Chaos Knight. There you go. Only 4K of Death Guard surprised me, considering I am at, where did I say I was at? Almost 5K. But I did buy it. When they first released the new Death Guard, I said, mine, like that, so yeah. Ragnarok, their current army is being built to 2,000 points, no more. And Necron's challenged him. You say that now. My Drakari was meant to be 2,000 points, no more. They're 2.5 now.
He has the advantage of he's like using non-standard guard bodies, so it's going to going to help limit it.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, so that's the other point, isn't it, Adam? When they changed the points values, which you touched on, Mark. When they become cheaper, that you're no longer at 2,000 points, you're now down to 1,500.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's usually why I don't really have a hard and fast point limit. It's really more about what I have than going, oh yeah, no, this is my target.
Yeah.
I never built the Ultramarines Force with a points target. I just happened to stop at 4.5k naturally.
You're like, this is about what I use. I'm done with this.
Yeah. And it is organic. It just, you do look shiny. I've got to get that new Primaris Lieutenant.
I really wanted Primaris Kalgar.
There was a tweet by the Primaris Lieutenant said, where's the new model for me? I do very much have painted more models than Mikey owns in my life. Oh, so you know Ragnarok. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he used to work for Games Workshop, so he's painted a lot of store armies. That's different. A lot.
Yeah. Howdy, Game On, Steve. Yeah, so that makes it interesting, too. If you did work in the hobby, you don't really stop, do you? We stopped the conversation, apparently, but yeah.
I can imagine you would get home after painting a GW army and going, you know what? They're fine grey.
Look, a lot of people, when they stop working for GW, do have a lull where they really lose enthusiasm because it was their job, not their hobby.
It's work.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody wants to do that.
Good evening, Plexi Waffle. I started my Death Guard army and planned for 1,000 points. Then my wife got me Morty, and that points went out the window.
sounds pretty normal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, Necron Warrior used to have 10k of Necron and 25k of Chaos. That's a lot. I can't fathom having that many miniatures in one army. Because I sort of go, okay, it's like Necron, all right? Got my warriors, got my immortals. You're sort of limited to what next for me.
I just can't imagine painting that much.
This is my problem. But the reason you can do it with a Marine army much easier than a lot of the other things is because Marines have a force organization chart in their fluff. So you can go, oh well, I'm supposed to have, you know, this many tactical squads, and I'm supposed to have this many dreadnoughts. And if you want to be an absolute Berk, they do things like they list the names of all of the people and how many of each things they have in the modern codexes. Yeah. Like, you know, you can literally build the lore accurate list of this is the entire chapter.
So you'd be doing that for the lore and the fact that that's pretty cool. I've got a full company and stuff like that. But you wouldn't ever play. If you get to that point, so it'd be like a small percentage that would make it onto the table. And that's, see, Game of Mind. That's where I go, no.
You just got to play APOC all the time.
I'd hate to see.
I mean, I used to play APOC all the time. I mean, like, you can get a whole company in a surprisingly small list. Like
Custodies.
Well, I took half a company in the tag team tourney. I took a demi company.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Fair
enough. if you add up the squads and I had the exact composition of half a company. That's how I wrote my list.
Fair enough. Plexi Waffle, I forgot to mention it was my first ever to 40k. Had to round up to 2,000 points in the end. Then the new codex came out. Yes. And hence the reason you go, oh, wow, look how cheap those Poxwalkers are now. I must get more. And that's why I have 60 plus of them. Yay.
And I'm guessing they're not painted.
They're all painted. All of them. It was a challenge.
I believe you. You've got that 1,000-yard stare.
Oh my god, it was a challenge. I tell you what, I didn't want to see another one again. And then, you know, the new combat box. Oh, there's a lot of Poxwalks in that. Fuck off.
Yeah.
At least Poxwalkers are easy to paint, though, yeah?
So, what goes
Whoop.
I think.
Laugh so hard, my headset.
I think the pink horrors might be easy to paint because there's not as much clothing, armor, pockets, little bits and pieces hanging off of it. Like you do the skin and stuff like that. It's nice and easy, but yeah.
I think that is definitely a model for a Zenithal highlight.
No poxels are a pain in the ass to paint. Thank you, Necron. I agree. Yeah, seems weird saying Necron talking about Death Guard. But anyway. All right, so if you were to start a new army, would you put a list together or you just buy a combat box and go from there?
I'm usually buy a unit and go from there.
Like when we did our slow grow, we knew it was going to be 2,000 points was the final end point.
So, I mean, I bought the starter kit for that one.
Yeah. I bought several.
But, yeah, it's not typically the way that I try to start an army.
Yeah.
Just because I wind up with, you know, four units or whatever that I have to paint in you know, a fairly short order to get it table ready.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm more the kind of person, I'll buy a unit, I'll paint it, play it, and then it organically grows from there. But that's from being a tight ass and not spending a lot of money.
Just before you answer, Morty is trim paint stage at the minute and then got the next load to paint. I think I need the Infinity Glove to click my fingers and all my stuff is painted. That's from Flexi Waffle. Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, and done. Man.
I would actually extend that out to being every Warhammer player's collection being painted.
No, some people enjoy it. Those sickos.
I know, but I know people, most won't ever get there.
Yeah. I gotta say, I'm pretty close. I'm not done, but the Hobby Knights has made me paint them, and it's actually getting. I've got less grey or white than I do painted now, so which is good. Necron Warrior, I will never paint 60 Poxwalkers again. Hear, hear.
Yeah, it's like I painted a lot of cultists for that Gene Stealer cult. And I've got a lot more cultists that are still unpainted. But that's an army that is way on the back burner.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if the Infinity Glove came along, you'd be like, oh, good.
I'd just be like, oh, yeah, cool. Every model is painted the way I paint them.
Yeah.
Everybody's.
No!
I'm happy to have an army.
You happen to be that guy who dips his models straight into a GW pot and lets them all go blobby.
Hey, it's painted.
Yeah.
It's an airbrush to convey.
I knew a guy way back, he painted his Eldar like that, literally dipped them straight into the Guardians, straight into the pots.
Wow. And
there was no detail left on the entire model at all. And then, like, I think he painted smiley faces or something on the front of the blob that was their helmet at that point.
Oh, Ragnarok had broken down my painting to doing a squad at a time, then something fun, then a unit. Fair enough. That's how to get through it. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you got to break up the big blobs of Gene Stealers or boys or whatever.
Well, that was kind of how my Sloga ended up progressing. I was like, oh, I want to build and paint these cool models, and then I want to have an army around the cool models.
I painted the bloody Poxwalkers because they were there, and I just wanted to hate myself, apparently. It was terrible. Clicking fingers and auto painting all of my army, I'd be looking to fat thaw your head off. Very good. So as I said, I put a pin in my counter chance, they're done. No more.
All yeah, right. Okay.
My Death Guard, I think I need two models, the Tallyman and two more Terminators. That's it, they're done. No more. I'm fine.
Finito.
Salamanders, I think. Well, I've got to put the Primaris stuff together to see what happens there. I can't call it, but I think that's a lot. I was quite surprised. Chikari, we did the slow grow, and I didn't enjoy the slow grow, so we didn't enjoy this Chikari. But now, after that one game, thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
I went, oh, and I could enjoy this and watching a lot of stuff and Chikari winning and all that, and I can enjoy it. But will I be buying more? I can't. I've just little asterisks. I have a full Witch army. I don't play the Cabal. I don't play the Homunculus, and I have no intention to. So I've got limited what I could be buying for the Witch army. So 2.5 would probably be done as well. So I've got completed armies.
Only so many Witch squads you can buy.
Yes. Yes. Well, I need more Raiders, apparently. So, okay, it might be up to 3,000. Damn. But then they're done. So all my forces are essentially done. Is that weird?
Yes.
You'll start another one. You'll be fine.
Oh, I'm already looking at a new army. Don't you worry.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. Yeah, 5 armies is not enough.
No.
Is it, Michael? But,
no, it's not.
You need at least 7, one for each toe.
On the how do you normally start an army question, I normally start an army by buying a box set that looks cool. Like,
yeah.
You know, my Gene Steel Occult started with Death Watch Overkill because I was like, man, those are cool models. Yeah. And I bought that box to get the Death Watch.
Yeah.
And then I was like, those Gene Steel Occult are really cool. And then it kind of spread out from there.
As the Gene Steel Occult does. Yes.
Yeah.
And Ragnarok's on my side. No, it's not weird that I'm calling those armies done. Thank you. And Game on Steve is still on painting. Painting is part of my mental health regime. Yes, unless you're painting 60 Poxwalkers.
So for me, I go the start collecting box. Like I just bought my son the Craft Worlds, and I'm going home and I'm looking at the Craft Worlds box. I like these models. I could, you know, when you look at the models, I can already see how I could paint these.
Yeah.
But only problem is I'd get them out of the box and go.
I'd get them and then they'd sit on my desk.
Yeah.
But they look, you know, the Craftworld models, they look nice. They're nice and clean. They've got sharp lines and stuff like that. I've got a whole lot of Blood Angels, Primaris Blood Angels sitting in the garage collecting dust. And I go, and I walk by them like every day going, yeah, I'll get around to you one day. You know, it's just sitting there. You know, I change from my demons, then I'll change to another color for a while. And then I come back. But, yeah, it's hard.
Well, yeah, no, with colour, my armies, the 4 main ones are all different colours. Green for Salamanders, blue for my Catachan, why not? Bone for my Death Guard, and black? Yeah, we'll go with black for my witches. But you're right, you do sort of have to mix up. You don't want to paint orcs, salamanders, Catachans in green. Then what's next after that? What green after there? Who cares?
No. Well, that was one reason why, like, my knights ended up the colours they are. Not just because I thought Hawkshroud had really cool fluff, but, like, the last several small projects I'd worked on had been, like, you know, Sisters of the Argent Shroud. I built a small force of Grey Knights. The AOS guys I built are the same, like my Reichsguard that I was painting at the same time. I'd painted a lot of like silver, white, and red armies.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to do something that isn't silver, white, and red.
Yeah. It's funny, because I'm painting a lot of Death Guard, and you know, a bit disgusting, rusty here and stuff like that. I'm trying to paint something clean on a Marine now, I'm going, oh man, that's a mess. I'm not able to get away with that. Yeah. Ragnarok, 90% of my armies are red and black. Nice.
Yeah, I have so many red and black armies.
Yeah, Game of Steve breaks it up, so he paints Heresy models and non-GW models, which is good, yeah. So Red still have not lost game with my Death Guard. Oh, show off. That's from Necron Warrior. I have been listening. They have been educating me. And so I now have a few models I didn't have before. They're just behind me. Look, there they are. The chairs in the way. They're there. See? Can see them really stand out. Good.
So it really seems that most of us have a pretty organic method of finding when to stop.
Yeah. Yep. For me, it's if I've got no more, I'm not going to use it. I've got my core. I've got a couple of things I can throw in. So if I'm playing Salamence, I'm playing against Tyranids, right, multiple shots, not AP. I'm playing against Custodes, go home, ignore them. No, they're not that hardcore anymore. Yeah.
No. You pack all those units that you never get to use.
Yeah. Well, my Catachan, they were very heavy infantry, and then one day I went, I need more tanks. So it's become very tank heavy, but that gives me two different armies. It's a tank force or an infantry force.
Mm.
But I don't need any more. No, I don't.
But how many Vendettas do you have?
None.
See?
I don't want any.
Yeah.
I don't want any, no, because the Valkyrie that I have almost went through it, flown across the room by itself because I'm so frustrated putting it together. So I don't need to do any more of those aircrafts.
Oh, you should try some of the Forge World resin planes, man. Whew. That Avenger I was building was pretty good, actually. And it was still a bit of a pain in the butt.
Yeah. We're obviously doing it wrong. Right.
Have you seen the shape of it? It's flared at the base. It works.
I reckon I build an army and use it whatever again. What? I build an army and use it against whatever I'm facing. List tailoring. Oh, is for softies. So you just build the army and see what happens, what he's facing against.
Ooh. Yeah, you just build a balanced army and then play people.
That's the way I play, remember?
Or in my case, just take cool shit and hope it's balanced enough.
Yeah, it's usually one or two units I'll change out. That's about it.
List tailoring. All right, cool. So, yes, Mark, as you're saying, it's different to different people where you're going to go. I think having 20,000 points of a single army is far too much. If you're building it for lore, good on you, sicko. No, that's not right.
I do not recommend the way I collect to anybody.
I think that goes for most people.
Yeah. If you've got 8,000 points of an army, so I've got options. For me, no, you don't. You're not going to ever play that full 8,000 points. That's me. That's what I, in my head. Because you're going to have your core, and then you'll have your sideboard that you bring in.
Do you know how many times I've played a 10,000 point game?
Yeah, but that's a 10,000 points. So most games, most games are a 2,000 point game, right? Unless you're gifted, special, whatever word you want to use, and you use bigger ones. But 2,000 is the standard. This is where my basis of all my decisions are made on, right? All my decisions. What I'm having for lunch depends on my 2,000 point army. So why have 8,000? That makes no sense. You've got 6,000 twiddling their thumbs or shining their belts or twiddling their belts or shining their thumbs.
You're asking the guy who plays APOC all the time.
Yeah,
like that's the thing. Like my armies all blew up because I was playing 10,000 point games every month.
Yeah.
You know, so I wanted options in my 10,000 point list.
And that makes sense. <You know? laughs>
And then all of a sudden 20,000 points makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me about double the 2,000 point mark is a good baseline because it gives you an option. 3,000.
Yeah, it really
is
depends on what you play.
Correct.
What your local group is. There's not a whole lot of point having a 30,000 point list if everyone you know wants to play 1,500 Zone Mortalis, you know?
Yeah.
Well, technically, you could just rotate through them.
You could.
Yeah.
you could just show up and play like five games against different people.
Oh, it's like the multiple chess game.
Yeah.
I like it. We'll get you a set up for that, Michael. We'll put some tables down, and you'll be the one person in the middle with all your armies, and we'll be the ones on the outside.
I was going to say I keep hearing this constant threat of like, I'll just take an army against all comers combined.
Gamma Steve, I have so many models for war games. I've never used that war game, but most have been used for my RPG. So you have a use for them. See, that's where I'm at. If you can't use it, why have it? Ignore the models I have up there in boxes from promo stuff I can't use.
Because owning stuff is cool.
It's the collector aspect of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it also depends on your upbringing too. Like, I find that those of us who had very impoverished childhoods are much more likely to get more out of just owning things for the sake of having it, even if you don't use it.
That's fair. Yep.
That so it depends on how your brain works.
Yeah. Oh, let's not go there. We don't have that long. Bulldust, I enjoy the modelling and the painting, and when you group them all together, they look great.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But 20,000 points is still too much.
20,000 points is a good start.
It makes on parade so much easier when you demote and demote characters.
Yeah, I get the swapping in and out. I do, because I do that with my guard and stuff. And yeah, my death guard changed because of Necron Warrior. Thank you. Yeah. Watching battle reports helps too. You look at them and go, oh, I don't have that one. That worked out really well. So I go out and buy that. It didn't work the same. Mine didn't roll sixes.
Well, I mean, a lot of my Ultramarines army composition came from playing Anto and not having any anti-tank weapons against like all of his Razorbacks and stuff.
Yeah.
And when you've only got one model in your entire army that can deal damage, it kind of dictates where you go.
Yeah. Well, that's why I've got the extra 500 points for my Jakari, because they don't do well against armor. I'm like, oh, I need to fix that.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, yeah, like I said, that's how I ended up with like all the Shadow Sword and all those Medusas and the Valdor and all that. Because I was like, I play a lot of APOC. I need more D weapons and big strength 10 dick kickers.
Yeah, like, so that makes sense. But that's not building 8,000 points, so I have, oh, I've got that extra Laz Cannon now. Yeah.
Anyway. Well, chance what gets that 8,000 points is, oh, there's a Daka version of that tank.
Yeah. Oh,
there's a Laz version of that tank. Yeah, I'll buy that one. Oh, yeah, there's a cool formation that needs three of those. So I'll get three of both types so that I can do both the different formations. And then, you know...
That is exactly how I end up there, yeah.
The next thing you know, you've got 15,000 points.
Well, yeah, like what I was saying with how the Dark Angels could run those formations of, you know, three Predator variants and a Land Raider. That's how I ended up with so many Land Raiders, because I was like, okay, you know, I've got three Predators, I've got three Vindicators, I've got three Predator Annihilators. I need to have a Land Raider for each of those. And for each three Predator variants, I needed a Land Raider.
Yep. Fair enough. All right, we have been talking for a while. We should probably wrap it up. Otherwise, the points will go around in circles and we'll just start buying stuff while talking. So the consensus was, do whatever you can like. All right?
Pretty much.
If you want to build 20,000 points of an army, go nuts. I will look at you strangely. I'll probably do that anyway. And question your mentality. I'll definitely do that.
But you will find there will be a spot where you organically stop.
Yes. I think, what did I say? Out of the five enemies, I have stopped three of them. So, yeah, they're done. Until a new codex comes out, a new model comes out, I guess.
And they may not necessarily be at the same points level.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Well, it's like my knights have stopped because there's no more models to buy.
See?
They've sold
See,
out.
Even Radio Mike has found a stopping point.
Yeah. I mean, I considered buying a second Porphyrian Knight because there's an alternate loadout, but it's 30k only, so I didn't bother.
See?
So it's not the big pin in it then. It's wobbling.
It doesn't matter about the excuse. It will happen. Sooner or later.
Fair enough.
When there are no worlds left to conquer.
Alright. Cool. What else do you want to say while we sign off? Any quick comments? Adam, you're the newest one to the group and the newest one to the game. You've gone nuts with a few armies pretty quick. You're going to stop? You're going to slow down?
No.
There we go.
I'll stop when I tap my credit card and it goes insufficient funds.
The plastic crack is strong with this one.
Yeah, welcome. Michael, we know where you're at.
Yeah. Listen to your heart.
Mark, You're happy. Whatever you want to go to, that's just.
I'm bucking the trend. I'm going to have it fully painted.
It's crazy talk. Crazy talk. We'll talk about that in a different episode. Who's nuts? All right. So in the end, we've discussed it. We talked about it. We've got different mindsets on it. Mine is you guys are all nuts building that many points. That's fine. Can't help that I'm the only one right. We should probably leave and go away and go paint some models or buy more because we're only at 15,000. Right. Adam, say goodnight.
Good night, all.
Oh, hang on. We should talk about our social stuff. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
What's our Instagram?
Instagram, I believe that is RLG40K.
Well done. Mark, what about our Facebook?
RLG40K.
Well done. Hey, Adam, what about our YouTube?
RLG Real Loud Gamers.
Yes, and it's been a bit quiet on that YouTube it's front. On the screen. I have been a bit slack in getting the podcasts up and running on those. We need to get some more games.
I did look at the battle report and I went, when I put it all together, I went, it doesn't work. So I've got to redesign what I did.
Fair enough. We are trying to get more content for you folks, so please stay tuned. We will have some events coming up. So this weekend is our March. No, how about May? It's May. Our May meet. So hopefully we'll get some footage of that going up. We have been discussing an arena type match once a month where it is one-on-one and it is based on the last model you finished painting. So if you finish painting a Ripper Swarm, that's what you bring. If I finally finish Mortarion, that's what you would face. Should be fun. So we'll hopefully get that going on once a month as well. It was funny, we mentioned it to Mark, and Mark suddenly, I don't know, Carnifex is suddenly done after. It's amazing what
motivates
people.
I was painting that before you mentioned it.
That was brilliant. All right, and of course you can find our Twitch is at RLG Oz Gaming. Yes, I had to read that. I didn't remember off the top of my head either. That's good. Right, if you do go to Rollers Board Games, don't forget there is a promotion there of Autumn 20 to get 20% off. Not August, which is what I wrote earlier. It is Autumn 20. You have to wait a few months to get the promo. Goodbye, Mark.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, Adam.
Good night.
Goodbye, Greg. Goodbye. Goodbye, Radio Mike. Take it away.
Plastic for the plastic god. Models for the model throne. Seems there are as many opinions on this as I have Space Marine armies. Oh well, keep chipping away at that pile of shame, folks. And don't forget, tune in next month for more Wobbly Player Syndrome.